The Gemara is a Shaila. Our first Ibaya, we started to take a look at this yesterday. Dol mine, we asked Menachem Yitzchak, a Shaila lachal ma'isa, what do you do with a Pesach rental? Masker bayis lachaver al ba'asar, have a Pesach rental, you're renting on the 14th of Nisan and Erev Pesach, who's taking care of B'dikas Hametz? I'm renting the house for Pesach. So the Gemara says, a Shaila is on the landlord, is on the tenant. Masker is a landlord, the one who's renting it out, the owner, and the socher is the tenant, the one who is renting it from the landlord. So who's chiyav b'dikas chametz? A pilpul? Yes, no. It's the landlord's chametz. The landlord owns the chametz. The tenant is the one who has the property. The landlord owns the property, but he doesn't have rights. Practically speaking, the renter is in charge of the property now. So it's the landlord's chametz. It's the renter's real estate. So how does that work? So who has to take care of B'dikas Chametz? Anyway, so yesterday, fascinating. Gemara first wanted to say it's on the renter, it's on the tenant, it's on the socher, just like mezuzah, based on Bav Metzia Daf Kuv Beis. The socher has to take care of the mezuzah. Just like in an unfurnished, if you're renting an unfurnished apartment, the socher is the one who's going to have to provide his own furniture. You can't rely on the landlord to provide you with a table and chairs and a couch and a bed and a nightstand and a dresser. No. If you just rented an apartment, the masker doesn't have to provide furniture. The socher does. So the Tanon tells the Bhakti Daf Kuv Beis, and the socher, the tenant, the renter, he also has to provide the mezuzah. And initially we thought that solves the problem. Rashi said, why would that solve the problem? Because you see, that midi de mitzvah le ramya, that for mitzvah purposes, for divrei mitzvah, it's on the tenant. Interesting that we had a havamina, that mezuzah and bedikas chametz would go hand in hand. The Gemara right away rejects it. The Gemara says, no, this is not like a general. Maybe initially we thought for isra v'heter purposes, the socher is the owner. There may be sources for things like that. They may be part of the Lumdus of Schiris Kanya. Now the Gemara originally thought that when, for all divrei mitzvah purposes, Shalom is the renter. The Gemara said, no, that's not why the renter is chayav mezuzah. The renter is chayav mezuzah because of chovas hadar. Rashi had said chovas hadar means two things. Number one, the shemira that the mezuzah provides is a shemira for the renter, which by the way is interesting because shemira for the landlord also. The house doesn't burn down. Okay, but in terms of personal, my own body. So it's the landlord, it's the tenant's body that's being protected by the mezuzah, not the landlord's body, because the landlord's body is not situated inside the house. He lives elsewhere. A, it's a shmira, and B, chovas hadar, said biascha. The way the Torah structures the chiyuv, it's about kenisa, and who's kenisa? Yemin ha-kenisa. Who's kenisa? Obviously, the kenisa person who's living there, the dar. Not the theoretical owner. So on both fronts, in terms of the shmirah and in terms of the way the chiyuv is defined, yimin haknisa, so it's all about the dar. So that's why it's on him. The mehecha tesi that applies to b'dikas hametz. So what is Gemara's maskana? Well, depends on siris maftekis, right? The keys. When were the keys handed over? The keys handed over on the 13th, before shkia. The keys handed over the night of the 14th. The keys were handed over before Shkia, so then it's already, once the keys transfer, so then it becomes if the keys transfer early enough, it's the tenant's chiyuv. If the keys transfer later, it's the masker's chiyuv. So we're going to have to get, so we had yesterday left over some kashas on the end and some kashas on the beginning. Kashas on the end, the Gemara never really explained why. Initially, the Gemara's first pshitas, the Gemara's first attempt to answer the Shiloh, was a svara. Look, you see, mezuzah. That means the mitzvah, made for all mitzvah purposes, everything follows the socher. But the ultimate tshuva, we just quote, the Brisa says this din. So that's the din. But why? And what's it saying? As we said yesterday, it sounds like it's basically saying it's really al hasocher, but the rental has to have already begun before chiyuv dikas hametz. But of course, it's at the same time, by the way, interesting. Well, what was the original Shiloh? Look back in the Gemara. What was the original Shiloh? Yeah. Look back at the Gemara, Moshe. What was the language of the Shaila? Right! Exactly, Jackson said. The Shaila was, you're renting on the 14th. So what we do at the end, we say, well, it depends when Mesiris Mavtechas happened. I understand. You told me the case of the rental took place on the 14th, not the 13th. But something doesn't fit. So the ultimate psak we're going to have to get to. What's with the Mesiris Mavtechas? 13th, 14th, and what's the lumdus? We didn't give the shorish, we didn't give the lumdus of the answer. We're going to have to get to that. Yeah. Or you? That's what are you saying? What are you saying? Right. So Ariel said exactly. To rent on the 14th sounds like at some point on the 14th is when the rental occurred. But then at the end, the Gemara is saying, well, it depends. Mesiris Mavtechas before or after. So maybe you mean Mesiris Mavtechas after is really what the original Shiloh was. Now we're expanding it. Maybe. You have to figure out what's Mesiris Mavtechas and why it matters and what's the lumdus and what ultimately was the answer. But to do that, to figure out that, we first have to figure out, those are some of the kashas that should bother us as we learn the end of the Gemara. But obviously, before we can hammer out what the maskana is, first have to hammer out what was the shaila, which is why we have to first go back to the beginning of the Gemara and figure out what's going on with chamira didei versus isur birshus hakohen. Yeah, kasha. That's what we left off yesterday, first with Shabbos on the end, and also with Kashas on the end, but also Kashas on the beginning. Kashas on the beginning. And the big Kasha, of course, was two Kashas on the beginning. Number one, the Gemara explained a little bit of the Shiloh, but doesn't really hammer out the lumbas. Well, on the one hand, it's the land, if there's any chametz there, it's the landlord's chametz. And on the other hand, the space is birshusei, it's the domain of the socha. So that sounds very attractively lumdish sounding. It's the chefza versus the makam. The chefza, the chametz, belongs to the landlord, but the makam is the tenants. Okay, that's geschmack. But that's the beginning of a lumdish explanation. It's not the end of it. And why should I be driven by the chametz versus the split space? That's the question. So what? And what's the issue? So that we can then figure out what the answer is. And that's problem number one. What is the lumdus? Why should it matter? Why should I follow the chametz versus the makom? And the other issue was one which the Rebbe David raises directly. But as you guys pointed out, perhaps Tosis is already alluding to, the Gemara is so funny. If you're asking about if the case is a Pesach rental, so why are you asking the Drabanan Shiloh? Go for the gold. Ask the Daraisa Shiloh. Let's say there was chametz left there. Who violates the Daraisa by Rabbi Matzah? Why are you hacking with a Takan Drabanan? We can get the Drabanan also, but shouldn't we begin with the Daraisa Shiloh? By Rabbi Matzah, who violates? It's my chametz in your house. That's a good Shiloh. I leave my chametz in your house because it was my house, I rented it to you, but my chametz stayed behind. I left a box of Krispy Kreme from a Krispy Kreme from a branch with a good hashgacha. I left a box of Krispy Kreme. Maybe Krispy Kreme is not the best example, because probably leave a box of Krispy Kreme, it's not going to stay edible. Okay, whatever. Box of Cheerios, less exciting, but as a longer shelf life. Whatever it is, I leave a box of tasty and well-preserved chametz, Entenmann's. Back when Entenmann's had hashgacha, Entenmann's were pumped up with sufficient preservatives to last for a very long time. What? Really?
Yeah.
Really? No, the maskana was that they got hashgacha. Okay, great. Good. So here's the shaila. So you have a box of Entenmann's chocolate chip cookies. Maybe you have a box of Entenmann's chocolate chip cookies from before they lost the hashgacha. And it still looks delicious, tastes delicious. Baruch Hashem, well preserved. So I have my box of Entenmann's cookies is in the house that I rented to you. So that's it's not just a drabanan shaila who has the chiyuv l'chatchila b'dikas chametz. It's a daraisa shaila. If we don't take care of B'dikas Chametz, who violates Bar Rabbah Matzah? Now, you might tell me, okay, we could have asked either Shiloh, but The bedikas chametz is the chadchil. That's what ought to happen. The barovai motze is bedieven. If we didn't take care of it, that maybe we want to ask the chadchil shalom first. Yeah, but it seems odd. The Gemara doesn't even get to, doesn't seem to raise the barovai motze shalom. So hello dover, yeah. It could, okay, but let's say we didn't. Okay, but this scenario of a Pesach rental, Hamasker buys the Havero, but our boss, there are a host of shilas associated. Right? This case, so if I'm going to write Pesach rentals kill chasam, right? So we have to have different chapters for all the different issues. So one issue is, yeah, who's supposed to do B'dikas Hamas? And that's a child rabban. Another shaila is, let's say chametz was taken off there, who violated barovai motze? And that's a deraisa shaila. So, yeah, Jackson.
My professor brought up,
yeah.
Can we say, like, Lashon Hamali over here, or that?
Ah, interesting. You say, like, Lashon Hamali would rather ask the polite question, who has to do b'dikas chametz, instead of the negative question, who violated aveira? What do you say? Oh, okay, good. So maybe we're saying, we want to phrase it more positive. Who's supposed to take care of Dikas Hamas? But understanding, obviously, who's supposed to take care of Dikas Hamas is the guy who's on the hook. Mijaban to do Dikas Hamas is the guy who, if he doesn't do Dikas Hamas, okay, it's interesting. So maybe we want to phrase it positively. Maybe we want to phrase the Chatchila. Right, because we want to say what's supposed to be, rather than in case someone violates an Aver, who violates. But maybe they're really equivalent questions. Okay, so that's definitely a possibility. Maybe that is the Shai, it's the same Shai. Yeah. Oh, can I even do bittul? Right? So the answer is, I'm talking mechayev to do bidika. I do bidika, and then I'm also going to do bittul. Right, but let's say I did neither. Yep, okay, good. Ah, if it's my chametz, but it's your chayev bidika, so now I'm stuck. Right, that's a good point also, right? And that's sort of the Gemara's answer at the end. If you already handed over the keys, so you could perhaps, maybe that's what the Gemara is saying, I don't have the right to intrude, and therefore, if you have the keys, you have to do the bedikah. So let's keep our eyes open. But let's start with the Shaila. So how do we understand the Shaila? Chamir today versus Beshusei Kai. Where are the tzadim? Why are we asking about bedikah? The takeaway is to start with Rashi and move to Tosfos. So Rashi doesn't seem to tell us. Doesn't use a lot of words. Chamir didehu hachametz shabai shalahu. The chametz that's still in the house, if there is any, belongs. The chametz belongs to the landlord. On the other hand, birshusei koi. The chametz is in the rishus of the tenant. Shehei ata habai shalahu. Now it's the tenant's house because he rented it. Okay, but where does that leave us? Let's take a look at this. Alamaskin lulu. Ala masker livda. Yeah, question. Oh yeah, Tosfos. Ala masker livda chamir d'day. Right? The Tosfos says, what was the tzad that the landlord has to do is because he owns the chametz. Ein lefarish hatam dekev into shalohu vein adam yachol levakel elo hu chayiv livdo. Don't tell me that what we're saying is, well, it's the landlord's chametz. He's not going to do bittul, he has to do bedika. Because Tosfos says, Im kein amay nokad maskir l'chaver b'yudalit, afilu b'yud gimli yischayiv ha-maskir my time of livdo. That's a very, very sharp kasha, Tosfos is asking. Don't miss the opportunity to notice that. Tosfos just asked, without the imtomar, or a tema, they asked a gevaldika kasha. A gevaldik akasha marisha l'seif the shakavatari. Do you notice that? Tosfos just said, I don't understand. We said in the Hava Mina that the tzad is not marisha l'seif, he would be marisha l'marisha. If the tzad that the Dikas Chametz is the master's field, is it has to do with who owns the Chametz, so why is it only a Pesach? Not just at the end you talk about Messiah's Matthias. From the outset, the Shiloh was phrased as if you rent the house on the 14th. The Tosafot says, one second. Unless you rent the house on the 13th, implications then it's different. Why? If the tzad that the masker is hired is because he owns the chametz, and Bedikas chametz has to do it, it's sort of along the lines of what Oriel was saying. Well, it's your chametz, you're the owner of the chametz, landlord, so you have an issue, you can't do bitl, you better do bedika. Because you have to be mevayeh, it's your chametz. And that's the most simple logical way of reading the Gemara, as a matter of fact, very attractive. A very attractive way to read the Gemara, and a very attractive tzad. If it's your, you own the chametz, so it's your issue. So do bitl, do bedika and beer, whatever you gotta do to get rid of the chametz. But Tosas, that seems so simple and straightforward, but it's so simple and straightforward that we shouldn't have just asked Maske by Sahabir of Yudalit. And how about Yud Gimel? And let's say I rented a week before, but the chametz still belongs to the landlord. So it can't be that the Gemara is saying what it seems to be saying, even though it seems very attractive, because then we shouldn't have limited it so much. That's what he meant when he said, "Im ken amay not the maskil chaver b'yudalit." I feel if you give me this chayv hamaskil my time. If that's the reason, then my high time of based on that reason, you should be chayv even your gimel. Why are we limiting the shaila only to maskil b'yudalit? The Taisa says it must be the chamira d'deis lav dafka. When the Gemara said the maskil is chayv because it's his chametz, it didn't really mean his chametz. I mean, the chametz is his. That wasn't the Gemara's point. The Kach Mefarshmi. Chamira Dideu V'chal Alav Chiyu V'bedika Sha'achas Koyim Sheskira. It's his chametz, and therefore the Chiyu V'bedika already set in for 1 hour or for whatever, one period of time before he rented it out. It's Dafka. Again, Tosas is motivated by trying to understand why don't we Shiloh Masir Yudal? How come Masir, since apparently Masir Yudal, it's pushed to us that it's on the sofa. The Shiloh was only Masker B'Yudal. Why only Masker B'Yudal? It must be, what changes whether you're Masker B'Yudal or B'Yudal? As we mentioned yesterday, we were talking about the sort of this, you know, giving the illustration of the Mechiris of Gimel to John Brown. If you're Masker B'Yudal, so the Socher was in before the Chiyah B'Dikas Chametz is Chal. Chiyah B'Dikas Chametz begins Le'al Yudal, or Ma'abos. So what changes? So then apparently it's Pashitas. If Lam was already out of the house before the Chiyuv Dikas Chametz ever began, so then of course it was Chal on the guy who was in the house. Of course it was Chal on the tenant. The Shaila is, but if you only began the rental some point on Yudalit, therefore as Oriel pointed out at the beginning of this year, that means that there was a period of time at the beginning of the evening, it was the Balabayas was the mosque here. So then the question is, what's the Shaila? So, it's a Pasha that's the Masker's Kiyam. So what's the question? Maybe it's a Socher. Then he says, Umaisi Raya mi Mezuzah. Then we understand that, what was the Raya from Mezuzah? Afa Pish the Chal Kiyam Kodim Shehiskir Al HaSocher Lassus Mezuzah. What Tosafot did you say? Do you guys know what I just said? He just raised the Kasha and was Miyash. What's the kasha that he raised? We mentioned it earlier in the course of talking about the Gemara. The kasha that you should be bothered by when the Gemara is right from Mezuzah. Right, that's what the Gemara had said, right? If it's on you, if you're the one who has to do per Mezuzah, then it ought to be you're the one who has to do B'dikas Chametz. And we're saying, no, Mezuzah is special. And the question is, what was the Hava meaning? What does Mezuzah have to do B'dikas Chametz? What was the Havah? So Rashi had said, well, maybe all mitzvah items refer to, you know, devolve upon the renter. Really? What does that mean? Well, you're the Kohen, so you Duchen, so Mestami, you're also the Chaz and the Bal Kore. Why? Because you take care of all halachic issues in the shul. Like, maybe, but maybe not. Like, what was the logic of the Havah? So Rashi, and I tried to say before, Bekitzer, as Rashi would say, maybe for Issa had the purposes, it's the Havim at least one. If Issa had the purpose, we want to know who's considered Shalom, who's considered the owner for Issa had the purposes. Maybe something like that, like Siros Kanya. Maybe that was the Havimina. But Tosas is saying, you know what the Havimina was? He says, the whole, Tosas says, you have to realize the whole point of the Gemara Shaila, the whole dynamic here, is it's only by Yudalid again, right? Why? Because by Yudalid, if the rental only occurred sometime over the course of Yudalid, that means at the beginning of Yudalid, when the Chiyuv Bdikas Chametz began, who was the Chiyuv Bdikas Chametz chal on? Clearly, indubitably, the Maskir. Because the rental hadn't yet occurred. So everyone agrees, says Tosis, Maskir B'Yudalid, everyone agrees that at the beginning of the night, the initial inception of the Chiyuv Bdikas Chametz is on the landlord. What's the Gemara Shaila, says Tosis? Shaila is, one word, can it switch? Can it transfer? Is this transferable or non-transferable? That's the question. If you rent it and you give all, the Chiyuv Bdikas from the outset fell on the tenant. That's not a Shaila, says Tosis. The Shaila is, if it originally fell on the landlord, because when Yudal began, he wants to get rented out, so can a rental, a subsequent rental over the course of the 14th, transfer the chiyuv? Or you say, no, once the chiyuv is chal on you, it's locked in. So then Tosfos says, now I understand the raya from mezuzah. What's the raya from mezuzah? Not just sort of in general terms, who's considered to be the owner. No, it's much sharper than that. Tosfos says, if you tell me that you rent the house, now it's your chiyuv mezuzah. Well, whose chiyuv mezuzah was it before he rented the house? Well, I was the landlord. He was the owner, right? But he didn't take care of it. And then he rents the house to you. So now it's your chiyuv. So it says, that was the Gemara's Raya. Obviously, the chiyuv transferred. It started as a chovas hamaskir, but when you rented it, it switched to being the chovas hamaskir. Take a look inside Tesis. Take a look inside Tesis. We'll then take questions. Take a look inside Tesis. Osios machkimus, chevron. Looking at the letters is going to help. Looking at the letters will make you smart. Osios machkimos. Lekach mefarish ri nacham al insoy. The ri says, chamiri didei means, chal olav chiv b'dika sha'achat kom sheskiva. It means that the chiv b'dika had already begun before the rental, and therefore the chiv b'dika had begun on the head of the maskir, on the head of the owner. Umaisi Ryan Mezuzah, what raya are we bringing from Mezuzah? Tosfos doesn't say, I'm bothered by the raya, here's the pshat. He's just talking, but clearly there's an unspoken kasha that he's answering. Does he know what the raya is from Mezuzah? The afa pi the chal chiyuv kodem shehiskiyuv. Even though the chiyuv Mezuzah was chal initially before the rental, you built a house, you own a house, so you have a chiyuv Mezuzah. And then a week later, a year later, you rent it, you didn't put up the Mezuzah. And then you rent it out. But clearly the house existed before the rental. That's the way it usually is, unless you rent the house on spec. You had a house, and then you rented it out. So obviously there's a chiyuv mezuzah on the masker, and then it's transferred over. Even though initially the chiyuv was chal on the owner, but still, once there's a rental, ala socher lasas mezuzah. And Tosfos says, that's a good point. That's very geschmack. So what's wrong with that? What are they going to say? No right from Mezuzah. Why? Chovas Hadar. Well, what does that mean? But Lamaisa, okay, Eshfeh, but didn't it transfer? But Rashi had said, it's a Svara for why Mezuzah especially attaches to the Sochem more than other things. But Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, Chovas Hadar is not explaining why Chiyuv Mezuzah is more relevant to the renter than Bedikas Chametz. Maybe this one has to do with the owner. No. He said, Tosfos, Lishitasan, they say, the Gemara Shaila is not who, the Gemara Shaila is really about transferability. So why are we saying Mezuzah is different? So he says, you know what, Vedachi, and we push away, we undo that first raya, that Mezuzah Chovas Hador, Kit Lomar. I said, what does those five letters tell you? I assume Rebbeim in the past have told you? If they have, we'll chazer this, and if they haven't, you'll learn it for the first time. Kit Lomar. Literally means, this means to say, but just like Ibaya Lahu is used to, in Gemara, to introduce a Shaila, and in Tomar is used in a Tosfos to introduce a Kasha, Kilomar is used by Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva, and so forth, to introduce a non-literal interpretation of the text of the Gemara. And what this really means to say is X, Y, Z. Whenever you see a Kilomar, it's always a flag that tells you we're about, the Rashi, the Tosfos, the Ritva, whoever is talking, is about to point out that you don't read the Gemara literally. What it really means to say The correct interpretation is this. Kilomar, what does Chofetz Hadar mean? Kilomar, afilu lo ha maskira. We don't mean the Chofetz Hadar, and that's why it does apply to the Sultan. We mean, that's what Rashi had said. Chofetz Hadar, here's why it really is. Very mezuzah is very applicable to the socher, Rashi had said, because the socher is the one who's getting the shmira, because the socher is the one who's doing the kenisa. And if Tos says no, Chofetz Hadar doesn't mean that's why it does relate to the socher. Rather, Chofetz Hadar means that's why it never related to the maskir. You're looking, Tosa says, the Gemara is explained. You're looking for transferability. The Chiyav B'dik is initially called the Maskir. Then he does a lease. Can it switch over? Does it stay with the Maskir? You want to bring right from Mezuzah. That originally was the Chovas Mezuzah on the Maskir. Then when he leased it out, it switched to the Socher. Wrong! It didn't switch over. What do you mean? Because it never was on the Maskir. Until the lease happened, you know who was Chayav Mezuzah? No one. Why? You own the house. I own the house. There's no tenant yet. It's just mine. I own it. There's no lease. Isn't it my Chayav Mezuzah? Whose Chayav Mezuzah is it? And so he says, nobody is Chayav Mezuzah. You're not Chayav Mezuzah on structures. You're Chayav Mezuzah on residences. An empty house. I own an empty house. I bought a house, I built a house for investment purposes. I don't plan to live in it. I built the house. Or we built the house, we bought a house, we plan to move in, we haven't moved in yet. Hold on one second. The office is a type of gestamtions. If I use it as an office, that might be, that's a machloka shachin taz, is use for work for several hours a day, is that considered dira or not? So that's a question how you define dira. But I do have, I'm using that space. If I rent office space, if I rented office space right before COVID hit and we never moved in, I don't have a chiyav mezuzah. It's unused. It's a bias, but it's not a base dira. Chovas Hadar says Tosis, Gishmak. Tosis says mezuzah chovas Hadar kilomer. You know what I'm talking about? The Gemara meant. I feel Ohio Maskir, I wouldn't have rented it out before I rented it out. I wasn't really Chayav Mezuzah. Why? Shelo Haya Dar Umishtamesh Abayas. I was not living in the house. I was not using the house. And again, we learn how to Mezuzah. There are rich conversations, rich machliks and Gemara, Tanoim, Amaroim, Rishonim. What sort of use is called Dira? Let's say I have a garage where I store. Some people actually apparently leave their cars in the garage. Most people leave all the stuff in the garage. Whatever it is. Right? You have storage space. You have a pantry off the kitchen. Or it's not as no-gab for most of us, you have a barn or a stable where you keep animals. So I'm storing my property somewhere. Is storage called enough hishtamshus to be called dira lam chayiv or not? Is machlokas hatanoim? And a machlokas rishonim hadapasim. Okay. Those are details. We could discuss what sort of usage qualifies to be a dira hamechayev is b'mezuzah. But Tosfos says, but clearly, if there's no dira, it's just empty, waiting for someone to move in. Right now, no one's doing anything with it. You are not chayev. If you own an empty property, it's a beautiful house with beautiful doorways. There's no chayev mezuzah. Tosfos says that's what the Gemara meant by chovas hadar, not a svara why mezuzah uniquely should apply to the socher, rather explaining why mezuzah did not previously apply to the maskir, because he wasn't living there. So Tosfos says that's what the Gemara is saying. If the shayla is transferability, then mezuzah is not a good raya, because it wasn't originally the chovas hamaskir that switched over to chovas socher. It was with Tucker. No one lived there. And then, watch. And then I rent you the house. Reuven rents the apartment to Shimon. Shimon's still not chayev. And then Shimon starts to move in. Now Shimon is chayev. So the Gemara says, the point is, it's not relevant. So it's very, 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 very short. Very, very short. And the truth is, now Tosfos, by the way, also. Now Tosfos said Chamir Dideh doesn't really mean it. That doesn't really have to do with who owns the chametz. Right? going back to the beginning. And no, not really mean who owns the chametz. We really mean who had the chiyuv bedikah initially. Chamiri day really just means that it's specifically b'yudalid, maskir b'yudalid, it was originally the landlord chiyuv bedikah's chametz. Now the fact that Tosin said actual ownership of the chametz doesn't matter, and they had made a good point, the Gemara is only asking the Shaila Maskir b'yudalid, it was an earlier rental sikat davar kashuv, it's the tenant's chiyuv, even though the chametz belongs to the landlord. Good point that Tosis makes. And Tosis therefore says, Chamir today is lav dafka. They didn't use those words, but it's clearly what emerges from Tosis. Chamir today, we don't really mean Chamir today. We really mean, not that it was his chametz, it was initially his chiyuv b'dikas chametz. But, so on the one hand, that's very geschmack, and it even fits Tosis l'shitasa. In downplaying the significance of the ownership of the chametz, you'll remember, what does Tosfos think Bedikas chametz is all about? Achila, not ownership, remember? Tosfos did not think, going back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos doesn't think that Bedikas chametz is meant to address Bali Rabbi Matzeh. So it's not about who owns the chametz. And Lamaise, in terms of Achila, who owns it, a lot less important than who's there. So from Tosin's perspective, and that's why it works beautifully. We redefine some of the terminology in the Gemara. The Gemara never meant who owns the chametz. Who owns the chametz? Who cares? Tosin says the Shaila was, it was originally his chiyuv b'dikas chametz, but now the tenant is here. So do we say, logically, especially if it's about achila, of course, as do whoever is here over Pesach. But on the other hand, maybe once the chiyuv is chal, gets locked in. Chamir didehu means it was originally his chiyuv bedikas chamir. Okay, so the loveness of the Gemara fits very well Tosis l'shitasa. Two things to be bothered by. One is Taka, how would Rashi understand? Now, it's clear, we already saw, I showed you, Rashi doesn't explain much about the beginning of the Gemara, but he definitely translated Chamir didehu literally. Not like Tosis, Chamir Day means it was his initial Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz, but literally, Chamir Day, it is his Chametz, A. B, Rashi had a different approach as we saw to mezuzah, the whole mezuzah back and forth. Tosis' approach is based on their assumption that the question is, can a Chiyuv transfer or not? Rashi didn't understand mezuzah that way. So, and that it's aligned with the fact that Rashi, on that base, thinks that the Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz has to do with Ba'al HaMatzah. So, it should have to do with who owns the chametz. But that also means we're back to Tosis's kasha. So then if it has to do with who owns the chametz, so why are we limiting the shaila to maskir b'yudalid? You mean maskir b'yud gimel. So I rented you the house 3 hours earlier, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on yud gimel nisans. But the lemaisa, if there is any chametz, it belongs to the landlord. So the tenant isn't walking in right before b'dikas chametz with chametz. So it would make sense. Chamir didei. Okay. So for Rashi doesn't have Tosfos in the halach. So l'Rashi tikshin. Tosfos had a beautiful malach of the Gemara. Everything was very neat. Almost everything was very neat. What would Rashi say? And what would Rashi say? Kli doesn't accept. Rashi Dav Dal. Kli doesn't accept Tosfos as pshatim. Peirush in the Gemara. And Rashi and Dav Beis wouldn't accept. And the other problem that I'll leave you with is Tosis is very geschmack after the first line. It should be noted, Tosis, as I mentioned before, Tosis never used the words lav dafka. They didn't even use the words kolomar. Tosis only used the term kolomar as Musa the Chobos Hadar. Oh, kolomar really means this. The bigger kolomar is chamir didei. Chamir didei means it's his chametz shalom. Tosis said, well, chamir didei means it's his chiyuv b'dikas chametz. Really? Wow. That's quite a lav dafka. So, not only does Rashi not give this pshat, but we understand why Rashi wouldn't want to give this pshat. That's going out on a limb in a big way. Chamiri doesn't mean it's his chametz. It means it's his. It was initially his chiyuv b'dikas chametz. That's what Tosa said. We understand why other Rishonim would be hesitant. And again, it's remarkable Tosa didn't use the word kolomar there. They're using the word kolomar, but not there. So, Mircham, next time, We're going to go on to see Rabbeinu David raises issues. Rabbeinu David introduces us to a yisod in Choshen Mishpat that we'll see comes from sugyas in Bav Kama, Daf Samach Tef, and Daf Ayin, a richer understanding of Bailus. And I think that's what's at play here. Quick show of hands. How many of you had a chance to see the Gemara Bava Kama already in Seder? Perfect. That's what we're up to. So, Amir Tashem, next time, have a chance to see the Gemara Bava Kama, then appreciate Rabbi David says, if you know the Sugi and Bava Kama Samuk Tes, then you use through that lens, you look at Psach and Daf Dal, all of a sudden, you see a lot more going on. So, Amir Tashem, next time, we'll see number one, how does Rabbi David understand the Shiloh? And then once we're done with the Shiloh, then we can figure out what was the maskana of Mesiras Maftechus.